Yesterday, I published the third volume of my Indiana Short County History Series, A History of Switzerland County. This has been an interesting book to write, as I was not aware of much of the history of this county, which is not far from my home in southeastern Indiana. A group of Swiss winemakers immigrated to the United States in the late 17th century, looking to establish a winemaking industry in America. They hoped to escape the war-torn environment of Europe. Their first experiments took place near Lexington, Kentucky. The climate was too cold for their European wine grape varieties to survive, and by 1809, the vineyards in Kentucky had failed. Prior to the failure in Kentucky, they had scouted out land in the Indiana Territory along the Ohio River. They settled in the region that they would call New Switzerland, and it's now Switzerland County, and persuaded Congress to grant them 2,500 acres of land along the river to grow grapes. Congress concurred and granted them the land in 1802. By this time, the grapevines at Lexington had been damaged by frosts, so the Swiss chose some young grapes that had survived and transplanted them to the new vineyards near their home, their new town of Vevey. They were unaware that these young wine grapes had interbred with American grapes. The hybrid grapes had inherited the American grapes' tolerance for frost while retaining the superior winemaking qualities of their European counterparts. They produced their first wine in 1806 and found that this wine was quite good. Over the next few decades, they planted more land of vineyards and produced wine that was sold all over the United States. Unfortunately, a blight attack in the middle 1850s had killed the vines, a calamity from which Switzerland County winemakers never recovered. The residents of Vevey and Switzerland County still celebrate their heritage every year at the Swiss Wine Festival, held in late August each year. Many of the wineries in the area attend the festival, offering wine tasting and sales. Check it out at www.swisswinefestival.org. You will find this information and much more in my new book, A History of Switzerland County, which you can find right now on Amazon in ebook and softbound form. The audiobook hasn't been formatted yet, but you'll also be able to find a link on my website to buy the book at www.mossyfeetbooks.com. Thank you.